Three homes have burned down in the Slocan Valley due to the ongoing Komanko Creek wildfire. The Regional District of Central Kootenay announced Monday morning that the single-family dwellings were lost as well as 11 non-residential structures. The buildings are on Highway 6 between the south entrance of Red Mountain Road and north of the village of Slocan. Two homes and two outbuildings were also damaged. On the west side of Slocan Lake, the RDCK says the Nemo Creek fire has also destroyed two season cabins and two outbuildings, while another cabin suffered structural damage. Our thoughts are with residents who have suffered such great loss due to the Slocan Lake Complex wildfires, said Walter Popoff, RDCK Electoral Area H Director, in a statement. We know residents have been anxiously awaiting news about the status of their properties and appreciate their patience and understanding during these challenging times, as the primary concern remains the safety of first responders and residents. An evacuation order for the village of Slocan was also downgraded to an alert Monday morning, allowing residents to return home for the first time since July 28. The village and its 208 properties had been on an evac order due to the nearby Ponderosa and Mulvey Creek fires. Residents of those properties, as well as a further 256 properties and 133 parcel identifiers in the surrounding Area H region, are once again clear to enter the area. A boil water notice, however, remains in effect for the village of Slocan. Highway 6, meanwhile, has also reopened to traffic despite its route through the Komanko Creek wildfire, which is just over 4,000 hectares in size. 43 properties and 31 parcel identifiers in Area H from 3 kilometers north of Slocan to Red Mountain Road that had been on evac order due to the Komanko Creek fire have also now been downgraded to an alert. One address and 20 parcel identifiers located on the west shore of Slocan Lake near the Nemo Creek fire were also moved to an evac alert.